This is the Truth Network.
He loves Jesus. He has poured his heart and soul into bringing people to Christ, men's ministry, and this year he's doing something that's actually co-ed that you can still sign up for. We're talking Lee Strobel, General Jerry Boykin, and a bunch of other big hitters all under one roof. Nikita Koloff, Roy Jones, God bless you, brother. And, man, thank you so much for being a blessing in our community here in North Carolina.
Thank you, Stu. It's great to join you. I really appreciate the opportunity to share what God's put in front of us in this great opportunity. It's going to be a great weekend coming up, January 27th and 28th, Friday night from 6:30 to 8:30, and Saturday from 9 to 2. And I believe you've got the link set up on your website for people to buy tickets. We've got a great guest list coming. Like I say, scheduled to appear was General Boykin, Lee Strobel, Jahan Burns, and Bishop Larry Jackson, former Promise Keepers speaker. And we're just excited to be able to put on this event, excited for Truth Radio sponsorship and just to be a part of the whole project with us.
Well, we're tickled to death to be a part of it, Roy. We love what you're doing. And tell us a little bit about, and I'm encouraging everyone to sign up for this thing because, you know, this thing's going to fill up quick. You already got a lot of folks that have signed up. What can people expect of this event? Kind of set the tone for us. What are y'all praying God does at this event? I know you got a lot of prayer warriors on their knees just asking God to do special things here.
We do, Stu. The invitation to Lee Strobel was a couple fold there. We felt like he could bring a perspective from an unbeliever, non-believer that some people may need to hear from. You know, he was an atheist and his wife got saved. He spent the next 2 years after she got saved, he thought she had joined some sort of cult. So he spent the next 2 years doing all the investigative research to prove the Bible, prove the theory of Jesus wrong, and that it just was a hoax. And at the end of that 2 years, he realized that it wasn't, and he became a believer as a result of the evidence. So our thought was that people would have an opportunity to bring those that are maybe on the fence about making a decision, or those who were totally atheists in their thought process, to say, hey, look, come invest, you know, 6 or 7 hours over a day and a half period, find out what this is all about, and let the evidence show you what truth is. And so that was part of the fold. What they can expect is to hear the case for Christ, the case for the Creator, and also the unexpected journey. He's going to be doing 3 sessions. And unfortunately, as you know, that General Boykin has had to go through a medical procedure on Saturday, so he's not going to be present with us. But Lee has agreed to do an extra session. So people that come this weekend get to hear Lee Strobel 3 times on Friday night and twice on Saturday. And, of course, the lay leaders and pastors can hear him at the lunch we're doing together on Friday as well. So we'd love to have you come out. Jahan Burns has an amazing story. She was born in Uganda. Unfortunately, as a child, she saw her dad was executed by the change of government. The new government that took over executed her father when she was a child. Went into witchcraft, has an amazing story about her journey. Our theme is God real? Does God love even me? And what is God's plan for me? And that's kind of what we're laying out there for everyone. And we did a co-ed conference so the men and women could hear the same message. And basically it's about getting people moving forward for the kingdom as part of a following of Christ. Stu, as you know, we've got to be working for the kingdom. We can't just be followers of Christ. We've got to be working for the kingdom. That's hopefully what people will take from this event.
I love it, Roy. I love it. I love everything about it. I love the fact, you know, it's been a men's event predominantly. Now you're making it co-ed, so the men that have come before, they can bring their wives now to the Friday night and the Saturday sessions, and it can be just an encouraging time, or bring mom, bring grandma, bring your kids, and you got a full lineup. Lee Strobel, Case for Faith, Case for Christ, Case for the Resurrection. You've got his great book, Case for Christmas, and now Case for Heaven, which I know everyone's buzzing about. We've interviewed him a little bit on Truth Talk with that last book, and a lot of great vibes, a lot of great feedback and momentum. And we're doing a special lunch with Lee for pastors and leaders on that Friday, the 27th. So please, friends, get, you know, go to truthnetwork.com. All the information is there. We're partnering up with, of course, Roy's wonderful ministry. In addition to that, we're linked up with Energized Ministries and WBFJ and some other friends to make this possible. And we're just grateful, Roy. You have seen the Lord work mightily through these events. You got Nikita Koloff, of course, our mutual friend, the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. What is it like for you, Roy, to see people respond, to see tears in eyes, to see people bowing before God, giving their life to Christ, confronted with the truth of God's word? Tell us what it's like for you to see all that.
Well, I guess it's the ultimate opportunity to celebrate our Father, right? To see others come to know Him and know that their eternal salvation is now locked in and that their life will never be the same from that point forward. And it's, you know, we've seen marriages healed. We've seen father-son relationships restored, father-daughter relationships restored. We've seen friendships restored. And people, actually, it's like you can almost visualize taking just an extremely heavy amount of burden and weight off of people's back when they've made that decision to follow Christ. And it's just very, very special, Stu. As you know, we do it because it's building the kingdom. We don't do it for our own gratification or satisfaction. But when you see it, it makes all the labor and the effort worthwhile when you know that one life has been changed, which means generations have been changed.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, thanks for what you're doing. Truthnetwork.com. Get your tickets. Learn more about the Lunch with Lee that we're doing and get to know Roy and what they're doing. And get out there this week, and it'll be a blessing. I'm telling you, you'll be encouraged. Next weekend, the final weekend in the month of January of 2023. Roy, thanks for what you're doing, brother. You're a blessing.
Thank you, Stu. Appreciate the opportunity to share.
This is the Truth Network.